else just take order notes? Be clear about who's copying. Sorry, that's a lot of information at once.
Yeah, no,
okay. Let's go around this way again. Alright, so I wanted to share an example. I know, Mike, this doesn't apply to you as much, but it's still cool to know what it is. How many of you are familiar with the Bach solo cello suites?
From hearing, yes. Not from playing.
Not from playing, but... No, not as in you've played them, but just... actually, some of the best examples we've been talking about are arpeggiating chords real clearly and kind of delineating. And a lot of those cello preludes, or those cello suites, that's basically all that's happening. So I wanted to play one of those and talk about it, just as kind of an example of, you know, think about it like a jazz improvisation or something. So it's a short piece. But Adam, this kind of comes back to your question of, well, how do you hear arpeggios? And they're, you know, they're melodies. So just listen to it once, and then I just wrote out, you know, voicings of the chords that are being played as well. So I wanted to just listen to it once and keep an ear out for what the harmony is and how the line is kind of delineating it.
I know this one, right?
Yeah. You probably are familiar.
Yo-Yo Ma is famous for playing this one.
Yeah, Yo-Yo Ma plays it.
I just looked at it and you recognized the melody.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And it's a diminished chord here somewhere.
It's probably the only one I know. If you pick any other song in the whole world, I have no idea. But I just happened to picked out the one that I know.
You're good at it.
No.
Nice. Don't be surprised if it's something different.
Yeah, right?
Like, oh, wow, yeah, you're sure.
Gin joints and all the way.
I can go home.
Yeah, okay.
So
it's famous for a good reason. It's a really cool I mean, even I'm gonna pass out one other thing, but you guys hear how just the harmony is always super clear? A lot of those, it's still totally melodic, but it's totally delineating all those chords and just going between different inversions and kind of knowing where the different chord tones are. I mean, Bach was way back before jazz musicians were doing their thing. Bach and people around that time, they were improvising pieces in this style called figuration preludes, where they're given a chord progression, and basically the idea is to come up with a line like this. If someone was a Baroque cellist or violinist or something, so people were thinking about this.
So a quarter of fifth, I mean, I know it's 16th, but it's basically it's all the same, there's no rhythmic changes, right? It's just
yeah, in a way. But in a simple line. Okay, now here's kind of my reduction of the chord progression. Just try, let's try listening to it one more time and just follow along with this and see if you can kind of hear the changes go by. Totally melodic in the way that you kind of embellish them. So just some food for thought. Rob, actually, this is what I was going to kind of partially do with you, and then I thought, you know, this kind of applies to everybody. The difference with melody instruments and soloists being that you're usually playing more of the top notes of the chord, and you're more hanging out on the roots. But it's still kind of the same thing. So what I thought we would try is, I made a similar sketch for There Will Never Be Another You. And I thought, let's try going through
an artist.
Yeah. Bach would have liked an artist, no.
Like the rhythm.
So, this is a similar type of sketch, which, I don't know. Well, yeah, I'll take it anyway.
Now, when you're faced with a...
I love this
just like
title
a
at the bottom.
Yeah. Weekend jazz.
When you're faced with just like a bunch of notes that are adjacent, like they're not like as you so much. Do
but
you just kind of like
they have to put
it
in the context of the previous one?
Well,
these are passing tones, these are chord tones, and that's
usually the chord tones are on the beat though.
Oh, that's
jazz.
How that works.
That's kind of how that works.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Is that because it's Bach?
That's true in bebop too.
Jazz,
that's usually it's metrically where you put things.
Oh, really? So if you're
yes.
playing a solo, you tend to put all your weird notes
yeah.
in between.
In a way. In a way, that's simplified, but yeah, roughly.
There will never be another bot.
There will never be another bot. So can we try, I know this is kind of whirlwind, but can we try playing There Will Never Be Another You, and just try to kind of follow that map and really delineate things in some kind of way that's similar to what Bob is doing.
So what do you want us to play? Arpeggios? Or?
Yeah, just try arpeggiating things in a little bit wider of a range with that in your ears. I mean, this is obviously something that takes more time to work on and all that, but it's... Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, if you wanted to be really literal about it...
Supposed to play it by through arpeggios?
Well, just,
or?
Yeah.